Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
If you are going, we're looking for somebody very, very specific here, and I hope we get just a couple of calls. You are going to Jacksonville this weekend. You're going for the Georgia-Florida game.
No, the Florida-Georgia game.
As I learned last week, visiting Florida, it is definitely the Florida-Georgia game. But we are here in Georgia. It's a big game, Jacksonville. You know, there's still a whole bunch of people that are pumped up about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's going to be a little bit one-sided this year. So maybe there's not the excitement that there has
Georgia
been in
Bulldog
past years.
Georgia Bulldog fans are saying, Bird, don't say that.
I think if we keep the bar set
in
low,
SEC,
we'll be pleasantly
there's always
surprised.
A chance.
Right.
And you never know in any college football
right.
game. That's why college football rocks.
Right. I mean, and I think we're probably looking for somebody that's really, really hardcore about going this weekend. Like, the game could mean something to you. Maybe it's not consequential to you, but you're going down there to party your arse off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this game is really all about.
Because the game always falls around Halloween weekend, but the fact that the game is on Halloween, you know, that happens however many years apart. And so people who have been a part of this in the past on Halloween, it's usually a bigger party because mm-hmm. everybody's dressed up, everybody's having a good time.
Like, you have a history of, like, severe tailgating, so you know you're going to be getting your drink on. Because what we want to do is we want to do the same thing with you that we did with our intern Reshma a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. When intern Reshma turned 21, she agreed and had her best friend, who was going to help her, agreed to call Bert's voicemail once an hour and just leave us a message on how the night was going, what was going on. And we got to follow her throughout her 21st birthday and really celebrate with her. And the voicemails were hilarious because it was like you could hear her ramping up on the party, peaking, and then coming back down again and going to get food by the end of the night.
Right. We lived the whole night with her.
It was a blast.
Through voicemails.
Right.
So we want to do the same thing with you if you're going down to Jacksonville. 404-741-Q100. This is what Reshma sounded like by the end of the night.
Sent at 12:09 a.m.
Wow.
So we need to find somebody that knows they're going down there,
yes.
And it's tradition that you're, like, by the end of the day, you're barely standing.
Right.
It's not tradition. Isn't it a requirement?
It is required. It's like the world's largest cocktail party, right?
They don't call it that anymore.
Well, it's still that.
There's fewer bars this year.
It's about sport and camaraderie.
Sponge.
Are there EVPs in here?
So we have to talk to somebody that's serious about partying this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want you to do is call us every hour. Let's see, kickoff's at 3:30?
3:30. In Jacksonville.
So generally it goes something like this. You wake up at 8 in the morning and you have your first beer, your first drink by 9.
Right.
And you start drinking all the way to kickoff. So what we want you to do is call us every hour
mm-hmm.
on your way approaching kickoff.
Right.
And then you got, I think the fun part is also calling us inside the stadium too. That's 3 hours of sobering up right there.
Holy
if you commit to the sobering up, because you can't have drinks inside the stadium
and then you
legally.
Have...
And then what about and then after the game?
After the game.
Because depending on the outcome, I mean, it doesn't matter what the outcome is, you're still going to party after the game.
Good morning, Erin.
I'm a little more excited than the others.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to call and let y'all know that everyone from Georgia right now is heading down to St. Simon's
right.
to celebrate Thursday and Friday, and mm-hmm. then we all take charter buses down wow. to Jacksonville yep. for the game on Saturday.
Perfect.
Now, is UGA off these next 2 days also?
Because we're off on Thursday. Yeah. I mean, on Friday, I'm sorry, but we're usually off for Thursday and Friday, so we're used to that, so everyone is giving class today.
It's a fall break. It's not
yeah,
for the
right.
game.
It became policy a couple of years ago, so there were so few students that were on campus on Friday before the Florida game that Georgia just gave into it, and they're like, just take Friday off.
We do not change what we do on campus for a football break.
Right.
This is an academic decision for the fall.
No one is going to class today. Everyone is already heading down to St. Simon's to party.
Erin, I don't know that you would be. This would be great for you as an assignment. You sort of sound like, I mean, we're looking for somebody that is committing to drinking all morning and all afternoon.
That will not be a problem.
It will not be a problem for you. So you'd have to leave us a voicemail every hour detailing everything that's gone on.
That would be really fun. I'm sure my friends would love it. We're about to head down right now.
Erin, for some reason, I was just going to say, for some reason, I'm not buying it with her.
Why?
But also, I wouldn't buy it with Reshma if I just met mm-hmm. Reshma that way. And she really gave us some priceless content.
Yeah, I don't think you should judge the book by its voice,
by
whatever.
Sobriety.
Yeah.
Erin, do you currently have a drunk dialing problem?
Do I what?
Do you currently have a drunk dialing problem?
That could be a problem.
Yes.
So your friends have at some point said, no, you're not allowed to call him right now.
Uh-huh, and they take away the phone.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
And you have to promise us also that no matter how buzzed you are, you have to place that call once an hour, because that's the fun for us.
Okay. And is this on Thursday and Friday or just Saturday?
Just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
Yeah, just game day.
Okay.
Unless you get inspired.
Yeah.
Late tonight or tomorrow
right.
night, then you're certainly welcome to call us.
Of course.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Who are we to deny your expression? You're an artist now.
Right. Have you had to have a friend hold your hair back while you throw up into a toilet anytime over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, no. I just turned 22 a couple weeks ago.
Perfect.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so not quite 21, a little bit more seasoned, but I think still
yeah.
good.
She's like, I'm too right. old be to good. Be puking.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah. Huh?
Nothing. I just say that she's too old to be puking at 22.
That is so not true. We can debate that later. All right, Erin, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And we'll get the voicemail numbers into your hand, and we'll hear your voicemails together on Monday, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Right, we need it.
Yeah, you will. Now, you are a student at UGA, right?
Yes.
What are you, a junior, senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay, hold on 1 sec. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Somehow I thought a guy would get more into this, because you know, guys are more willing to be asked.
Yeah. Usually.
But I think the girl calls are better because girls talk. They want to describe. They want to paint a picture.
Yeah.
A guy call will be like,
yeah, with my dude, take it out.
And
that's all we'll get.
That's it.
I don't need no barking.
Yeah, so we just need the girls.
Just an English class.
Yes, obviously.
What? Chris needs
it's got weird and mean here a minute ago.
I think it all started with you ripping on Melissa a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You suck.
Hey, Chris, you think you can do a better job than Erin?
Yeah. See, the difference between her and I is I'm staying in Jacksonville, less than 2 miles from the landing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's staying in St. Simon's. Well, St. Simon's is great, but you have to take a bus to get to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
I can basically just walk to the landing and walk to the stadium.
Nice.
This is the second year. Last year we went and we parked in the we tailgated in the Boy Scout parking down there right next to the stadium.
Right.
Started at 9 a.m. as soon as they opened the gates to get down there. We started drinking and partying, and really, I don't even remember half the game. I just remember walking back to the car thinking, what the hell just happened? Why did we lose?
You may
and
be
then,
our guy.
You know, then you go to the landing afterwards and you party again.
Sure.
So
why not both?
Yeah, we can do both.
No, I think both, because I would like to see who's the most consistent throughout the day.
Yeah.
Now it's a competition. That's good thinking, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Chris, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, so a little more seasoned than Erin there.
Mm-hmm.
A little more seasoned. I'm growing with a group of four. It's my girlfriend, who's a senior education major at Georgia.
Okay.
And a pharmacist who's a senior at Georgia and another education senior at Georgia. So this is our second year, and this is their first. So it's kind of going to be like, we know what's going to happen, and they have no freaking clue.
That rookie year that you go to, that initial year experiencing this game, you start off fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, you start off fast because they have a liquor station every, like, 5 feet in the landing at the party.
Indeed, they
like,
do.
Like, everywhere you turn, there's literally someone just either handing out or selling liquor.
Now, they're trying to change that a little bit this year and trying to tone it down, but, I mean, how much can you really tone it down?
University of Florida is trying to get it to where not as many liquor stations are there. There's going to be three times as many police officers on the landing.
Don't be silly.
We'll see.
Don't be silly. All right, Chris, let me put you on hold. We'd love to get your voicemails over the weekend.
No problem.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Good luck to you,
nice
too.
Nice balance right there.
Yeah.
Got yourself a guy, got yourself a girl.
Yeah.
Both UGA fans.
Both Go UGA Gators. Fans.
It's going to be interesting as the game progresses if they leave messages.
On who's winning and losing?
Mm-hmm. Well, if Georgia's winning. Oh my.
They're all going to be blowing up the phone.
If Georgia's not winning, we may not hear from them for 2.5-3 hours. But then I'll tell you what. I mean, we lost so badly last year when I was down there. You really kick up your drinking heart after that game. So the better voicemails may come in after the game than they do before. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
This is going to be very quick here. Very quick. We've detailed for you the instant message history here with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her out twice during the show. Things were going fine. And then going into the weekend, she wasn't sure if this pseudo ex of hers was coming to Atlanta or not. So she wanted some answers.
Friday, since I didn't know if he was coming or not, I sent him an instant message because I hadn't heard from him.
Oh.
And I guess I kind of thought, like, well, maybe he, you know, maybe he didn't think I was, like, that into him because...
That's where you want him.
That's where you want him,
though.
That's
exactly where you want him.
Well, I just wanted to know, once you ask him that question, did he respond at all?
No.
Oh, my God. She thought maybe the text didn't go through, so she found him on Facebook and Facebooked him.
So,
and he accepted her Facebook request as a friend, but he didn't respond to her
message.
Actually,
I don't think she sent him a text because I don't think that she even has a cell phone number.
I thought she texted him, too. Maybe I made that up.
Yeah, I think she... Because that makes it even creepier. If she's reaching out all those ways and doesn't even have a cell number, I think she just assaulted him online and sent him a bunch of IMs and emails and then Facebooked him.
Well, she's not answering this morning, so we can't ask her all these questions, but this is the email that she sent out last night. It says, check this out. You guys were wrong. I didn't screw things up, which we told her time and time again. It's done. I mean, he doesn't respond to four different messages.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's an instant message, it's an email, the combination of four with no response, you're done. That's
right.
It. Check this out. You guys were wrong, exclamation point. I didn't screw things up, exclamation point. I think he likes me, smiley face.
Oh.
Yep. I think this is going to be a good weekend, exclamation point. If I don't let you guys screw it up for me, smiley face.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm really nervous he won't IM me in the morning. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight. From Terry.
That's it.
I don't.
That's it.
I'm really nervous he won't IM
cryptic.
Me in the morning. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
I wonder if he's coming to Atlanta this weekend. It sounds like she got some news from him in one
way
or another.
Is that the whole thing?
That's it.
Hmm. And so she doesn't want us to screw it up, and that's why she's not on
the
phone with us?
Oh, I wasn't even putting that together. So she thinks we jacked it up for her.
Well, but she's the one who...
We're in trouble now.
Alligator arms.
Dude.
But she's the one who texted him.
Tracy.
Facebooked him and ruined it herself.
You didn't read the whole thing. It was a foreword from him. If you go further down, the email's below that.
Oh, so he contacted her.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Because I ran down here.
Well, here, you read it.
You were scrolling it all up, Bert.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you read the part that she sent. The reason she sent that is because she forwarded an email from him that was sent a couple hours before
Michelle,
that.
Are you going to get Tracy's inhaler?
I just made it down here in 2 seconds. It says, "Hey, sorry for not getting back to you. Last weekend was crazy, and this week was even more crazy. So much work. I never made it to Atlanta. Good news is I'll be there on Saturday. Will you be around? I'll look for you online in the morning."
Sorry, Trace.
He was unavailable.
God, that condescending look.
I know.
Well, I thought you were going to go into commercials and then we missed the whole point of everything.
Sorry. I'm not good at this.
Get it right. So
really, you know, we've actually, just so everybody knows what Tracy went through, Cumulus has sublet her office to a family who's living in there, and she is working out of her car in the parking lot. So she ran up 5 flights of stairs.
All right. He contacted her.
Not getting back to you last week and was crazy, and this week was even more crazy. So much work. I never made it to Atlanta. Good news is that I'll be there on Saturday. Will you be around? I'll look for you online in the morning. So she's sitting there waiting for him right now.
But she still can't do that. You have to seem somewhat unavailable or have a limited amount of time.
So do you think she's intentionally not answering because she's like, I got this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She thinks we were the ones that screwed it up.
She's going to send some Good Morning Sunshine crap all over again.
But she's got to let us know, though, what happened. She's got to let us know on Monday if she saw him.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she's going to be waiting at the border of Alabama and Georgia for his car to come through.
The big welcome banner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, here I am. It's Terry. I am. Screen name is this and this. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to Georgia.
She's going to replace the welcome to Georgia, Georgia's on your mind sign with her own personal sign.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm waiting for you. She'll screw this up by herself.
Down at welcome to the state where it says Governor Sonny, Sonny Perdue, governor. Underneath that, it'll say, also home of love of your life, Terry.
But this is good news for her, though. Yeah. I mean, we want her to get the guy, so sure. I'm excited for her.
Reno agrees. She thinks we jacked this whole thing
up.
We
did.
Jeez.
Hey, Reno, good morning.
Hey. Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think she's going a little overboard, definitely. But I think that, don't you guys think that a guy will put up with a lot more stuff from someone that he really likes? So if he genuinely likes her, he's going to put up with more of this stuff. But if you don't like a girl initially, this just becomes annoying.
He doesn't even know her, though.
If you like her, well, he does know her. I mean, he's dated her, seen her at some, in the past.
Ago.
They made out before.
Years ago.
He accepted her friend request on Facebook, which is kind of,
That makes you real friends.
Doesn't make
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, there's a level, that you put up with if you like a girl a lot.
Well, isn't this all about how hot she is? I mean, because he hasn't seen her in years. They only hooked up a couple of times, and then it's been years. So if she Facebooks him, he accepts it, she looks hot, he's setting it up.
I definitely think that has a lot to do with it. If he doesn't know her very well, if he doesn't know her that well as far as a relationship-wise, even though he should probably walk on eggshells a little bit because she does, like I said, she is going overboard, but I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know.
All right, here's Tim, same thing.
Okay.
Thinks that Jen specifically screwed this all up.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. So, thanks for that intro. you guys were kind of giving her, I'm glad this guy's showing some interest, because it seemed to me that you guys were kind of giving her high school advice on an adult problem, right? To play all these games and she was 21 and all, but I think you were all steering her in the wrong direction.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Are you a married guy?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been married?
A long time.
So you didn't have to play the dating game with texting and IM, did you?
No, I did not.
See, the landscape has just changed.
Yeah.
And I get
she's
that.
Like a good Tim. You're like a good lawyer right now. The case closed.
Tim, you couldn't even text you picked up the phone and you were like...
I understand where he's coming from, because you didn't have to deal with that when you were dating.
How is it
you liked
different?
A girl, you asked her out or whatever. There's so many different forms of communication that make it so much easier for both guys and girls now to not have to have that personal level of communication and to be able to sort of be smarter and wittier about it.
Tim,
you have to play this game.
Let me stick up for the old guys here for a second, Tim.
Thanks.
Because I don't think the game has changed, and I mean, it's evolved, but it's certainly the tone of the game is still the same.
Sure, but I'm just saying the type of communication is different, and there's something different to that.
We're dinosaurs, Tim. It's over, man.
Yeah, we all that.
We both got school.
I didn't mean to be insulting to him. I was just trying to prove my point. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Was I insulting
to
him?
We're just
hey,
kidding.
Tim, you didn't even have electricity when you were a kid, did you?
So
you
it's not what I meant.
You had to write him a letter with your feather pen under a candlelight.
Seal it
with wax.
Tim.
And then give it to the Pony Express.
All right, we'll see how she does on her own now. She wanted to leave the nest, so we'll see how she does this weekend.
She's never
really
calling us again.
You didn't mean to be mean.
You weren't being mean. I'm just giving you a hard time. But we'll see how she does all by her own this weekend.
Wait, I bet we don't even hear from her. I bet
if it went well, we will hear from her.
Yeah, agreed.
If it didn't go well, we will absolutely not hear from her,
agreed.
Right? Don't get all in your own head now. I can see you like this remorse is washed over Jim. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody.
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
You spanked him. Allison,
and I'm
on
medicine,
Hetty,
so I'm weird.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Now, we've done this every day this week. This is sort of tradition now on The Burt Show that Halloween week. We bring in the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, and every day they come in here with sounds from real ghosts they found from real homes in Atlanta and freak us out every day for a week. So before we find out what they found today, Andy is going to be with us tomorrow for our haunted broadcast.
Yes.
So without giving away the location, what can you tell us and tell everybody listening about the place that we're going to be doing the show from?
Well, we've been going to this location for quite some time, and we have had just a variety of different type of experiences. There's been two different occasions where people have mysteriously started bleeding in this house. One of them was my brother. He's a police officer.
Bert's like, wait a minute. I don't remember discussing that particular aspect of this ghost hunt.
Right. That is a detail that would have been great when we were selecting which place we were going to go to.
Now it's too late. So he's an officer in the military, probably one of the most straight-up people that I know, and he got a puncture mark on his arm. Another investigator got her hand sliced, and she sat there in blood for about 30 minutes and had no idea she was bleeding.
Super.
We've heard the voices audibly like we did at Compound in this house. I would say probably a minimum of 30 different EVPs that we've caught out of this house of men, women, children, screams, you name it, this house. It's a hodgepodge of all different types of activity. So you guys are going to have your hands full, no doubt.
Here's your brother right now.
Sweet.
I want to ask him about, hey, Albert.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Hey,
morning.
You know, your brother conveniently didn't tell us about your puncture wound at the place that we're going to be.
Now, not until you guys find the line. That's right. Yeah.
Right. Now we're making sure that nobody knows where we're going until tomorrow, until we're in the house. So don't mention the place.
Right.
But what happened to you while you were in the house? I mean, was it like a dog bit you?
No, I was actually, Andy had already been working on an investigation, and a lot of times I'll come to locations right after work, whether it's between my two jobs, but that one I was in my police uniform, showed up, and I just went to the control room, was looking at the equipment and, you know, monitoring the cameras, and I kind of was like, what in the world is this wet stuff on my arm? And I looked down, and it's just pouring blood, and whenever I would wipe the source, there was nothing there. It was just coming out from nowhere, and as soon as I left the house, it stopped. And the other thing y'all need to, Andy, if you recall, this is the same location where one time when Andy and I, it was just us two, dark, it was nighttime, we walked in, again, I was in my uniform, and we heard something running around upstairs, and I had to freaking clear the house with my weapon. I thought somebody was in there. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, clearly, yeah. We heard the footsteps run up the stairs and then run down the hallway. So,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
And it was about 10:45, 11 o'clock at night. Nobody had been in the house for a while, and we were absolutely certain that somebody was in that house.
So it's going to be some good times. I'm sorry I couldn't be down there, but we love what you guys are doing. And just again, I can't. You don't know until you've been there and it's happened to you. So
if you decide at the last minute to come, can you please not say wear your uniform, because that seems to agitate them.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Hey, good hearing from you, Albert.
Yeah, take care, guys.
You
all
too.
Right. Barbara. Oh, that's awesome stuff.
Okay, so that will be tomorrow. Now, we won't be doing the show live. We're actually recording it tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we will play it back for you guys in real time tomorrow morning. But, I mean, as you're hearing, chances are pretty good. It's going to be some freaky stuff going on.
It is a great property.
Okay.
It's a great property.
All right, that is tomorrow. Today, what do we focus on?
All right, so we've got two locations, so I'm going to kind of have to fly through this stuff. But we did one down in Hampton, so again, down on the south side of Atlanta. This property had an old schoolhouse that actually burnt down sometime back in the late 1920s. So you can still see the foundation of the property, the trees that surround it. You can still see the char marks from the flames that are actually right up against it. So now nobody that we're aware of actually died when the schoolhouse had been burnt down. But we still, that did not slow down any of the activity. We're not sure if the activity has to do with the school itself, or the fact that she was a collector of all kinds of antiques. She had antiques all over the place. There was also a sewing machine in the house that was owned by a voodoo witch from New Orleans. So no telling what item may have been causing the activity, but there certainly was activity.
There are so many cool hobbies that you could get involved in.
Voodoo like, priestess? Is that one of them?
Model planes. I know people are into model planes and stuff like that. Why voodoo witching, man?
Who knows, man? Who knows? But
you're asking a ghost hunter that.
That'll be my next hobby, getting into the witch stuff. So, but their son actually came to their bedroom one night and said, "Where are all the kids?" And, you know, mom's like, what are you talking about? And he was like, "All the kids that were just in my room, where are they?" And then he turned around and said, "Oh, there they go, right there." And, I mean, mom's completely freaking out. What are you talking about? And this is a five-year-old son that has now seen kids in the house, and they had all been in his room, and they all left. And then when he went to go get them, he saw them again. Wow. So, you know, I don't know why kids and animals have certain feelings. I don't know if it's just because they're not desensitized to it all, but the kid is definitely seen and playing with little kids in his room.
Wow.
So the first one that we'll play definitely sounds like a child. What we hear is, "Mommy, come here."
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can hear that. "Mommy,
yes.
Come here."
Faintly in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. "Mommy,
wow.
Come in," "Mommy, come here," something like that. It definitely says "Mommy, come," and then that last word is the one that's kind of questionable.
Sure sounds like "Mommy, come here."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so this next one, and again, I'm sorry we got to kind of fly through them because we've got another location that we did a follow-up on that we did last year. But this next one, Investigator Amanda was actually talking about the fact that you actually can't see them or hear them at the time. And whatever this voice is, now understand also that the owner's, the husband, his mother died about a year ago. And I'm curious to find out if this may be her, because it actually, she says, "We can't see him or hear him right now." And then a woman's voice comes across and says, "Bummer," which is obviously a very recent word. It's nothing that would have been, you know, commonly used back in the 20s. And then you'll hear both Amanda and the wife say, uh-huh. So whatever this "bummer" is right in the middle of them kind of acknowledging that, you know, that you can't see him or hear him right now.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was a whisper.
Exactly.
It's a whisper,
right? A whisper, and wow. It says, "What a bummer."
Whoa!
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, the reason that I know it's not them is they're both acknowledging the fact that they can't hear him or see him right now. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting.
Whoa, do that one more time.
Oh,
that's clear as day.
Absolutely. So some of them you can hear right on, some of them you can't. It's just the challenges of being a ghost hunter. You know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. This next one, I can't remember what we were talking about, but there's clearly a "yeah" right in the middle of this.
Wow. Yeah. Those are really clear. So they're like loud
very
whispers.
Clear. Exactly.
And they're right up on the microphone on this one.
Exactly.
As Bummer.
Yeah. And
why
also
do ghosts
the
whisper? Like, why is it always the same whispering voice?
Well, some of them aren't. I mean, it's like the one we played yesterday, the come in here. That one, I mean, sounded to us like it was about 20 or 30 feet away. So that one was loud enough that our recorders would be able to pick it up and we'd be able to hear it. So some of them are whispers you'll hear on the one that we've got Dream in studio right now. And she's going to play the one we divided and conquered. And she did one up in Flowery Branch. Some of the ones that she caught were very, very clear, not whispering. Okay. So just a different type of energy level that they actually have. This one doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I don't know what it means, and it certainly isn't proper English, but it sounds like it says, that's funner.
Is that vibration there in the middle of
that? Right, exactly. And the at the very beginning, you'll actually hear, we were actually on the phone giving directions to one of the investigators how to get there. So this was very early on in the investigation, so that little whispering that you hear at the beginning is someone else on the phone, and then you just hear, that's funner. So I don't know what that's funner means, but certainly is not proper English. So
you really get to correct them on that.
What a great schoolhouse that was. Yeah, they're teaching them that's funner.
They're
so
dead, and you want to work on their grammar.
All right, so that was the and that home again is in that was
that's
in
Hampton.
Hampton.
It's down in Hampton, down near the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Exactly. So
Dream is here also, and she was in Flowery Branch. And what's the history of the house that you went on the hunt for?
Actually, it is a salon in Flowery Branch. It's called Salon Carpe Diem. We have went there before. Andy, the last time that he went there, had a camcorder actually fall on the floor.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, I remember this.
The same salon. So they called us back. They said that they had actually had some other things going on. They wanted us to come in, so I wanted to get in really quick. So I came down. And I'll go ahead and I'll tell you what happened. I gave Andy one of my cords, so I couldn't do any video. And I'll lead up to that because actually, I guess they got impatient with me. So
they wanted to be heard, and you didn't have anything to.
Yeah, I was taking too long setting up my equipment. But the first one is one of the girls that works there is named Anne. And she was really quiet the whole investigation. I don't even think she asked any questions. We set one of the recorders up in the bathroom, which was kind of odd. But I just left it in the bathroom. Nobody went in there. And I was like, look, if you go in there, just, you know, we'll take the recorder out.
Yeah, just remember we're recording before you.
You would not be, like, it happens all the time. but nobody went in there. So set the recorder up, and this is what we got.
Oh, saying her name.
Yeah. And I thought of all the people, that was the perfect person. Because I know she's.
Wow.
She's flipping out.
See, this may go back to the thing that the other dude was telling us about in the email, that the spirits latch on to the weakest person in the room. So maybe she's the one that didn't want to get involved, and that's why they're like freaking her
calling
out.
Calling her out. Hello.
It's a really good one. It's not a whisper either. So.
Mm-mm.
And the next one says, one of the women that used to own the salon, Beverly, we were all in the massage room, and we were talking about, like, can you do this? Can you do that? So she had asked, can you tap on something? That one's really light.
I didn't hear it at
is
all.
Is it just the quick, is it one tap?
No, that was me at the very end. But you'll hear it says, don't want to.
You can hear a real faint whisper.
Very, very faint.
Wait, one more time, I can hear.
Yeah, this is a tough one here. Can you hear the whisper in the middle there? I would never be able to make out what it said if you didn't tell us it said, don't want to.
And that was in response to you saying tap on something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
And you didn't hear that as it was going on. You heard it when you started listening back.
No, we didn't hear anything the whole time we were there. So the next one, sorry, I'm flying through these. The next one, I'm taking a really long time because I'm looking for this cord that Andy has in Florida. And I'm trying to discuss why I can't make it all come together and work. So this is what we got.
Can hear that whisper again.
It says, get started.
Really?
No way. Wow.
So you think the spirits knew what you were doing? Like they were, that you were there to record them?
And they were like,
that's great.
Look, quit playing around. You don't have your cord. Just
one more time.
Wow. That's great. But it gets worse. Oh, because next, they say, hey, come on.
So you're still fumbling around looking for this cord.
Yeah, this is like within 10 seconds of that.
I can hear it in the back. It's
you can
faint.
Hear, it's a very faint whisper again.
Yeah. Wow. They're making fun of you.
Yeah. Serious. Well, I would have made fun of me, too. I mean, it was pretty bad. I was embarrassed. And then I was like, you know what? I think Andy has that cord. So the next one, this was pretty cool because if I remember correctly, I'll have to ask Amy, but I'm pretty sure that they have those signs up on the walls that say, like, different things, like relaxed and love and stuff like that. So this one was actually in... I think it was in the back room, which is where the camera came down. But next to the back room is a massage room, and they have, like, the little signs that say that. And so this one, I'll just let you... I mean, it's very clear, so... Relax.
In the massage room. Seems appropriate.
One more.
Mm-hmm. So there's a sign in that room that says relax on it?
It's either in that room or right beside it.
Yeah. But again, the relax, you know, the
very
whisper breath
is kind of like drawn out. But yeah, so it was pretty interesting. And also, I'm sure everybody in there was kind of keyed up. So
this is my favorite. Get started. Get- Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just having a hard time believing that this is real.
Okay.
Like it sounds like somebody's just recording their voice in the background with some fuzz.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to respond to that. I guess that's
well,
up to you guys.
We'll
I
tell mean, you Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, well, the whole Burt Show crew is going to be recording tonight mm-hmm. at one of the haunted locations, and this is one of those things. Trust me, I understand it. It's very difficult to believe. Unless you're actually there. That's really the only way anybody will ever believe this. We're not here to try and make you a believer. We're here just to basically put out the evidence of what we found during the investigation. But the Burt Show crew will be able to answer it for them straight up. We've got the homeowners there, business owners there. They know we're not putting those sounds on the recorders at the time that we're there. We're not putting them on after the fact. We have nothing to gain from this. If we don't get anything, we don't get anything.
I don't entirely buy in either, and I think that's why I'm not nervous about tonight. Like, I don't think anything's really going to happen tonight. I think it's going to be five people in a place. We're going to be a little freaked out because of the history that's there. But I have a tough time embracing it also.
If we get EVPs from the show, like, you know, you and I are having a conversation, Bert, in the hallway or whatever, and we know that that's all that was said in the hallway, and then we run back that audio later, and there was some other voice there,
mm-hmm.
it's going to trip you out.
After
we first met the ghost hunters, I got to go on a ghost hunt with them with a couple of my girlfriends, and it was me and one of my other girlfriends in the room, and it was just the two of us talking, but when we played back, there was more voices than just the two of us.
Here's Rick. Good morning, Rick. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, listen, I have a good idea. I think, Bert, either you or you and Jeff both got to wear uniforms to the...
Oh, hell no.
Just to provoke it?
Yeah, we need to get it stirred up so something will happen.
I think I've got one of my old Taco Bell uniforms from back in the day.
Sweet, that would be awesome.
Here is Patty. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell Andy and Dreema and everybody involved or interested that, yes, they do exist. I used to live with one, and a ghost. And I just texted my son in Pennsylvania and said, you know, Atlanta Ghost Hunters just confirmed to me that the ghost that you saw way back in the day did exist.
Wow.
I have a small... My ex-husband's ex-wife was killed in a drunk driving accident.
Mm.
And... For a long time, my son would come to me and tell me that there was somebody in the closet.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I'd go in there, and I would look, and I would, of course, tell him, no, there wasn't anybody there. Well, for a long time, I would go in there to make my bed, which was their bed, and I would feel a complete presence around me.
Mm-hmm.
There would be, of course, the cold, and then there would be... I would feel like somebody would just walk right by me. And I used to tell my friends, I know if anybody was watching me make my bed, they would think I was crazy because I'm turning around screaming, get out of here, you're not going to mess with me today, out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scariest thing that ever happened to me was I was in my dining room and I had an oblong, octagon-shaped table. It was in the corner of the living room. There was a little bitty wooden picture of me and my son when he was little. He was an infant. And I just had it on the shelf. And I was in the dining room, and I heard something slam up against the wall, and I heard it shatter into a million pieces. Went in there, looked around, was like, what was that? Went, happened to look behind the table, found the little frame. It was absolutely taken apart. Not one bit of the glass was broken.
Really?
And it had one of those tiny little rubber screws on the back of it where you had to use a quarter or some sort of object to turn it because it was a tight fit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Today, to this day, I'm talking 20 years ago, to this day, that frame is in a baggie in my dresser door.
So it's almost like this spirit, whatever it was, wanted the picture but didn't want it harmed in any way?
I don't think she liked my son. I really think that it was her. And I bet you $1 million she's still there. I could give you the address.
Yeah, the only thing I can...
Let's do that on air. That'll go over.
I mean, I did feel this also. I mean, that energy she's talking about. Sure. I certainly felt that when... Was it last year that I spent the night at the Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I think it was two years ago.
Yeah. So I can agree with that. But as far as, like, I'm not expecting going into this place tonight, things are going to be thrown around or we're going to get puncture wounds or bleed or something like that.
And I'll tell you, don't expect that because those things are rare. I mean, we've been into this particular property plenty of times, and those things don't happen on every investigation. It is extremely rare for those things to happen. But we are going to...
If it's
going to
happen, I just hope it happens to somebody else.
We are going to... basically, what's going to happen is we're going to keep a recorder in a particular room about 30 minutes at a time, switch out recorders, take that recorder, and immediately start reviewing it. So we're going to have tonight, while you're there, we're going to be able to play back any of the EVPs. Okay. So you're going to see that those recorders don't leave our possession at any time. It is basically we're going to listen to it and play it immediately for you on the recorder to tell you what we caught.
And Jeff, didn't you say yesterday a lot of the electronic equipment kind of like attracts them?
We're going to have a lot of equipment there tonight to be able to broadcast.
The frequencies are going to be totally different in that house. We've got the owner kind of rallying them up right now, trying to get them all ticked off. So hopefully it's going to be...
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Maybe you're trying too hard.
Anything we can do to help.
That's fantastic.
All right, that's tomorrow morning show. We are recording it tonight in this haunted house, and we'll play the whole thing back for you tomorrow morning. We have a whole bunch of bells and whistles planned for you guys. We're doing a live seance tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
We are bringing in the owner who will detail exactly what he or she has seen in the house. What else we got going on tomorrow?
All of the audio is going to be run back. I mean, we're doing a 5-hour show and we're recording the entire thing. So we are going to do ghost hunts during the show. So,
and it is going to be dark. Dark, dark, dark. So,
super. You're a little too into this.
The entertainment buzz is going to have lots of unsolved Hollywood murders.
Sweet.
There may be some stuff that you guys actually hear that we won't hear while we're there.
Right.
So when you're listening back tomorrow morning, we might not have heard it, and you guys may be emailing us going, hey, I just want you to listen at 8:17 because I swear I heard something in the background because we won't be able to hear it there.
Yeah, right. And you get the playback tomorrow, yeah.
Well, I heard that Michael Jackson's house is actually haunted, that LaToya's going back and actually talking to him, and she's hearing responses and stuff.
Seriously?
Like that. Absolutely.
Sure. Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, I
can promise you that is not the house we were going to. we'll be there live tomorrow morning for you guys.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So we call this motivation by humiliation, and we got smart about it because we did this a couple of different times. And then when listeners didn't meet their goal dates, we just never heard from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Weird how that happens, right? So the last time we did motivation by humiliation a couple of months ago, we said, look, if you really want to lose weight and you want motivation, you have to give us in possession the thing that you are going to lose if you don't make the cut. I think one dude gave us like the deed to his van or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a
he made it too.
He made it. And then Wendy gave us the flag from her deceased.
Our listener Wendy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yes. Listener Wendy gave us the flag from her deceased husband.
That's right.
From his funeral.
We debated that a long time if we even wanted to get involved in that.
Yeah. So that's the one we stressed out about and we worried about. But she made it and she was able to get her flag back.
And this was Trisha calling in.
I want to lose 55 to 60 pounds, and I'm going to go with I'm willing to give you my wedding ring. I've been married 27 years.
Oh.
And my husband worked through 2 weeks, work and one vacation, 2 weeks, and worked straight through his two vacation weeks to pay for the ring. So it's very, very important to me. But I'm willing to do that for the challenge.
Wow.
Yes, it means
big.
A lot.
That's risky. Big. That's really risky.
It is, but I want to do it. I need to do it for my health and for my family.
I didn't worry about this one. You know, like if we talked about the ones.
So much time, too.
She had the longest amount of time.
Right. And it was such a valuable commodity that we were like, we got this. Let's do it, you know? So her goal was to lose 55 pounds by November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite there yet. So
that's Sunday.
So there might be some wiggle room.
Exactly.
I just don't know the total.
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, no. It's not good news.
Oh, it's not.
What? No. It's not good news.
Is it close?
I've lost 38 pounds.
That's great.
That's good.
And I actually was wanting, I put my target at 50. And I'm not quite there yet.
So 12 pounds by Sunday.
12 pounds by, that's not safe.
Master cleanse.
Did we say November 1st, or maybe we said the end of November, maybe?
Well, it was November 1st was the date.
I was hoping it was the end of November, but I wrote it down in a journal, and it was November 1st. So
12 pounds by Monday, or... You okay, Jen? Poor little thing.
She's upset.
She came in here with a cold. We all sort of like fighting this thing off. All right, so 12 pounds by the first. That's probably not going to happen.
No.
And we still have the ring in our possession.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. We have it in a...
What happened?
Safe deposit box.
I mean, this was so important to you and all.
Yes, it is. It's very important. I didn't realize at the time that my husband was as much against it as he is. He felt that I could have done it without making a sacrifice of the ring. That caused stress on the marriage, and then he lost his job. It's just been a downhill thing with me. But I've kept going, and then, I don't know, it's just a lot of stress. But I haven't given up. I'm losing every week. I've lost something. There was 1 week I think I gained 4 ounces, and then I went to my Weight Watchers class Tuesday. I lost another 4 pounds and 4 more ounces, the 4 ounces that I've gained, I lost that. So I'm not giving up. Either way, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach the goal. I just had emailed Tracy and asked if there was any way I could try to get like an extension a little bit longer due, and I've had the flu. I can't seem to get rid of it, so that stopped me from being able to go out to the gym as much. And everything just became very stressful. Everything just, it was just a domino effect. Life just got harder and harder, and with the stress, I was unable to give myself more and more time. that I needed to try to reach the goal.
Well, now, Tricia, I mean, this kind of goes on to the idea about it being a lifestyle more than a diet, because it just shows that there's always something that goes on, and that weight loss is such a huge obstacle. Have you changed, like, what in this year? Because obviously you've been successful. I mean, losing as much weight as you've lost, that 38 pounds is a lot. So, I mean, what have you changed specifically, you know, to that consistently that you will continue to do even after, you know, whatever goal is reached?
The exercising, and just I've changed all my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Weight Watchers now, so I've changed all my eating habits completely. And just motivation, I've just tried to motivate myself to keep trying. And like I said, I have to, when I do fall back, I do have to pick myself back up and start over and build myself back up again. But that's been the life change as far as just my eating habits. A lot of times before the diet, I was not ever eating breakfast. I never ate breakfast, and I found out that wasn't good within itself, that I should eat something. And so I started trying to do that, and I had to change a lot of my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys need to help us with this. 404-741-Q100. Here's my knee-jerk reaction. I've got two knee-jerk reactions.
Mm-hmm. One knee a little better than the other, but
what's that?
I said one knee a little better than the other.
In this case, they're both equally jacked up. From a programming standpoint, from a strictly radio station segment standpoint, if we give in, it's the last time we can ever do this segment,
right?
Because people won't take us seriously.
Right.
The problem here is that it has worked so successfully with others that when they really want to lose weight, they've lost the weight because they know that we're going to take away their van. We're going to mm-hmm. take away their stars and stripes. So it's been very, very effective. If in this case we don't take the wedding ring, we can never do this again because we'll mm-hmm. have no credibility. People don't lose weight. They're really not motivated.
Right.
And the humanitarian in me is saying, come on, man, give her some more time. Give her some more time.
Maybe it's really, end of November.
But once you do that, it's the end of the segment.
But I think the fact that she has lost 38 of the
50.
The only problem is if there's like with the holidays, like I'm trying to think of the other. And this comes across as a negative word, but I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm trying to think of the other excuses that you can come up with. Like, you say you battle the flu and the stress and everything. So if we did extend it, I mean, we're looking at 10 months. So if we extend it one more month to the end of November.
But I don't think we can do that.
Well, and here, see, so we started this when?
Well,
10 months ago is when we started it?
At the beginning of the year sometime, yeah.
January.
See, like you're always going to have stresses.
Right.
You know, so that doesn't feel like a viable excuse to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get colds. You had 10 months to lose that
right.
weight, you know?
So it's so we take the ring and the engagement ring, and we can do whatever we want to with it, correct? Because the only loophole I can find, the humanitarian loophole that I can find is that we take it, but we give it to our husband.
Yeah.
No, it's
a loophole.
It's still...
Just saying.
Yeah, but then it's the same thing that Bird says, the mm-hmm. thing's killed. I got one of them cash for gold envelopes on my desk.
Oh, no. I know I missed a lot of it with my coughing fit in the hallway, but...
She's had 10 months to lose all this weight. She's been... She did lose...
38 pounds.
She needed to lose...
Which is a total win.
She needed to lose...
38 pounds?
But her goal was 50.
It's
hard to do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm impressed that she stuck with it that far. I say we give her through the end of the year.
The end of the year?
Yeah.
I say end of November.
It was a New Year's resolution. I say we give her through the end of the year.
Melissa.
Going into 2010, it's a different story. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, I stick with, you know, the only thing I can think of is what I said. Because I think that if we extend the deadline, we lose our credibility. We can't ever say, oh, well, you know, we can do this again and say we're going to stick to it. Because I think this just shows the problem with dieting. It just shows the problem that everybody struggles with. I think this is Trish is a realistic...
Mm-hmm.
case where it is just a struggle to keep weight off if you're not in a certain lifestyle. But I'm also curious what Wendy and the guy and Bird Show listener Wendy and the owner of the van, I apologize, I forgot his name, but and they're feeling on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Here is Trisha's niece, Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hey.
Hey, you're calling to say keep the ring, right? Don't give it back
to
you.
I'm kidding. Not calling to say keep the ring. I'm going to tell you right now, there is not a woman in the world who loves, adores, and worships her husband more than my Aunt Trisha does. And Trisha's my aunt by marriage. And she loves my uncle unconditionally. They have been through so many struggles through life. They have just been, y'all can't keep the rings. I don't make a deal with you to win the rings back from you. Whatever. Y'all can't take her rings. I will do what I have to do. Y'all make some kind of bet, some kind of deal with me to get her rings back, because I can't sit back and let that happen.
Well, you need to lose 50 pounds.
If I lose 50 pounds, there won't be much of me left. I mean, seriously, 38 pounds, that is a feat within itself for anybody.
I agree.
That is impressive, for sure.
And I'm telling you, you couldn't find a more awesome, better person than the one that you're talking to and that you made this deal with. And I know that she has tried with every ounce of her heart and soul to do this, because I know what kind of person she is.
I mean, what do you say to that?
I mean, there's no, yeah, and I appreciate that.
Probably,
and
not even her niece.
You know, it just makes me wonder about this whole concept of doing this, because we will always have someone who doesn't make a goal and always have reasons, and it'll always be gut-wrenching, and they will always, you know, make the effort. So
basically what we're saying is, if we give the ring back, we'll all agree that we're not doing this segment ever again.
We can't do it
again.
Anymore, yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Hey, Rosie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call in because I have an idea, a way that she could earn the ring back, but it might be a more fair way to keep doing the program.
Okay.
My idea is, go ahead and give her an extension through the end of the year, but instead of just saying you have to lose 50 pounds, up it to 60, because originally when she called in, she said she wanted to lose 55 to 60.
You just renegotiate the deal?
Well, then, yeah, but I don't know if it's healthy to lose that much weight that fast.
Yeah, and then what do we do in 30 days when she hasn't lost that? We play the game again.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, if we extend it, we potentially could be just doing the same thing over and over and over again.
I know how it's a win-win.
Jeff has got it.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Right.
I saw the light bulb go off.
Here's what we got to do.
The angels are all around you.
This is going to take care of our listener. What's her name?
We'll find out.
Trisha.
Trisha is going to take care of Trisha and her weepy niece and...
Oh, come on.
Her niece has got her back.
And allow us to do it again.
Okay.
Whatever we do, we come up with a way for her to get the ring back, lose 5 more pounds, or give it to her tomorrow, or whatever. She's got the ring back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it again next year. But we don't hold the property. We hold it. We'll still lock it in the same safe deposit box that it's locked in right now. But we come up with a panel of people who are the ones who make the decision on whether or not it gets returned.
But still, then there's wiggle room. Then you're doing the motivation, humiliation, but you're still saying in the back of your mind, well, even if I don't make it, I can still go in front of the panel.
So it's not our decision, though. Like, the panel could just pick three random people, and then they could be hard asses. They could go, yep, we're not giving it back, and there's nothing we can do. And we'll sign a document. Because signed documents mean
business.
And we'll have it notarized.
Ooh, that stamp means so much more.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just trying to spray these lawns.
Trying to what?
Trying to spray the lawns. I'm a turf specialist, so okay. I'm spraying lawns this morning.
Okay. I thought that was slang for something, but you literally are spraying lawns.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pre-emergence is the big thing.
All right, what's your take?
Actually, I told the young lady that I didn't want to get on the air, but
hey.
I lost 100 pounds in 10 months, and I didn't put anything on the line. So when you put something on the line, especially something like a wedding ring, that should already give you the incentive to lose what you're supposed to lose. So I'm saying it's very possible to lose 50 pounds in 10 months.
Well, so if you were on this panel, you'd say keep the ring.
I
No, I can't say that because I'm a humanitarian like you guys. So I don't know. That the lady that called a minute ago with the idea, I mean, that's possible. Add something on. Give her a little bit more of a chance.
I do think it's harder for men to understand because it is easier for men to lose weight. I mean, physically, mm-hmm. like even doctors will tell you that. Like men can shed the pounds really, really quickly. And my new favorite show is Dr. Oz. And he was talking about it last week, how women have like a certain percentage more body fat than mm-hmm. men do. Just period. We just mm-hmm. do. And he was explaining it. And that's why we have to pee more often, because there's more weight sitting on our bladders than there is for men. Mm. But I really do think that our bodies are very different. So
great.
I have more compassion for Trish.
Trisha. I would also say this, like if you only lost 12 pounds, then I wouldn't feel bad about keeping the ring. But you've lost 38. That's an impressive number. You must have busted your butt in some ways to get to that weight loss, because that's really impressive.
Okay. And it could have been probably easily 40 if you just sweat a whole bunch and got rid of some of the water weight, be 40 pounds. So you're really 10 pounds off.
I don't want to extend it anymore. If we're going to give the ring back, just give the ring back.
And
just let's not renegotiate or extend it or whatever. We just have to redefine how we do it next time.
Is that what we're all agreeing on?
Yeah, I want to give the ring back or an extension or something.
It's a stupid radio segment. We got plenty of material. So what? If we never do it again, we never do it again.
Right.
But at least you lost 38 pounds.
That's fantastic.
But I would like to follow up and see if she can do the 50 by the end of the year. I mean, Trisha, do you want to keep going?
Yes, I'm going to keep going.
What if we use like one of our new plastic butter knives and pry a couple of the stones out of there to give the ring back, but we keep some of the stones?
Trisha, if you want your ring back, go ahead. I mean, you lost 38 pounds. You didn't reach the goal, but there's no way in good conscience we can keep that ring. So come get your ring. And you did great. 38 pounds is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Don't feel bad about it.
You lost 38 pounds. You did not fail.
Okay. You lost 38 pounds.
And Bert, Jeff, that was my niece. I do have a niece named Janet on my husband's side of the family.
Oh, yeah, you can't muster up that kind of crying.
If you're not related, no.
Right. All right, so I'll put you on hold, and we'll get the ring back in your hands, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, and we sacrifice a segment, big deal.
I mean, our bark's worse than our bite.
Yeah, right. The Bert Show.